It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 5th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is heartstring, spelled as one word, H-E-A-R-T-S-T-R-I-N-G. Heartstring is a noun. It's used usually in the plural to refer to someone's deepest emotions or affections. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Northwest Herald by Paul Lockwood. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be amazed at the talent on stage. These six actresses definitely know how to effortlessly make you chuckle while also tugging at your heartstrings. Before a love song could tug at your heartstrings, the job was more likely to be accomplished by a surgeon. The word heartstring used to refer to a nerve believed to sustain the heart. You might recognize the word's second syllable in the word hamstring, which refers to both a group of tendons at the back of the knee and to any of three muscles at the backs of the upper legs. It's also apparent in a rare dialect term for the Achilles tendon, heel string. And in light of these terms, it's not surprising to know that the word string itself was at one time used independently to refer to bodily cords like tendons and ligaments. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.